Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, it's Thursday morning. I'm on this weekend, Baker Simpson. It's Thursday morning, and we are sitting here in the old clerk's office in the historic Clay County Courthouse. That's been here longer than most of us, about 150 years now, and we really appreciate the opportunity to come into your home each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock, and as we said many times before, we're live and in living color on your radio dial, which more than likely has to be turned to about WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country now. And we come to you each Thursday morning through the efforts and auspices of the Three-Star Committee, the Chamber of Commerce, and all of the fine folks here in and around Clay County that advertise on here and support and help make this show possible. And we really, really enjoy this. Got a couple of interesting guests this morning. We got Miss Sandra Stewart-Wicks here this morning, and later on, we've got Kathy Murray to come on and talk a little bit about the Roller Coaster Yard Sale, which is coming up this weekend. And Sandra's here to talk about the Chili Cook-Off, which is coming up next weekend. So we've got those activities going on in and around here. And hopefully it'll be another busy weekend. And I'd like to, of course, before we get too much further, thank everyone that showed up for our car show last weekend. Had a great turnout down at Donaldson Park. Had a great group of volunteers that made it all possible. Had a very, very good number of vehicles. We had, I think, maybe just exactly 100 cars down there, which was pretty good. We had lots of activities going on. We sold 100 of Mr. Alan West's delicious tenderloin sandwiches. Had Johnny Brown cooking hamburgers. During a little bit of lull in the car show things, we had Miss Cherokee up and came down and did a little set of numbers with us. And the Nashwood folks, which is Chuck and Cynthia Chitwood, came down and they performed just about all afternoon. A great, great full day of activities, great group of people there, a beautiful, beautiful herd of cars down there in the pasture. So it was just a great, great day. And let's see what else. We're going to have our gift giveaway here along about the end of the show, and we'll read our names off here in the middle of the show and remind everyone 243-5574. And this is the gift is the compliments of WVFB, and we really appreciate that we're able to do this. And if you know anyone that has a birthday or an anniversary, make sure to call our handy-dandy answering service here and speak slowly and clearly so we can understand it and make sure we get your name correct. And then if you do win one of the cakes, you go over by the Chamber of Commerce building and I've lost my train of thought. It went derailed there for a minute. let's take a little short break. We'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Prescription drug misuse is a prevalent and often fatal problem among youth throughout Tennessee. Your prescriptions are for you alone. It's against the law for anyone else to take them. 3.6% of Clay County students reported having taken a pain medication not prescribed to them in the last 30 days. 7.6% of students surveyed reported that within the last 12 months, at least one of their closest friends have used prescription drugs not prescribed to them, which is alarming. So remember, count it, lock it, drop it. Count it. Count your pills regularly. Make sure none are missing. Lock it. Lock your medications in a safe place to keep them out of the wrong hands. Drop it. Anonymously drop off unused or expired prescriptions anytime in the disposal bin located at the Clay County Sheriff's Office. Find out more on Facebook. Search for Clay County SADD/Anti-Drug Coalition. The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition reminds you, count it, lock it, drop it. For information and referrals concerning addiction issues, please call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. This project, funded under a grant contracted with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Hey everyone, got a couple more things going on here over at the high school. We've got a football game coming up tomorrow night with Red Boiling Springs, and we ain't never been beat this year yet, so looking forward to another good game tomorrow night. And then next Monday, I believe at 6 o'clock, we will be hosting the first round of the district volleyball championship, and I believe we may be playing Troutdale County in that. And I think they're going down to Troutdale County today to finish up the regular season play, but I think the regular season record put maybe our bunch in second place, and we get to host the first round. So if you ain't doing nothing Monday about 6 o'clock, come over to the high school and watch this bunch of young ladies play volleyball. Very exciting to watch. And let's see, of course, school's out next week. I believe they're out beginning tomorrow
for
fall break, and they'll be traveling. Probably some of them will, or some of them may be, well, it's not hard tobacco cutting time, is it? I thought maybe some of them might have to help cut the tobacco, but I'm going back a few years now, I think, aren't I? but with that, I think that's caught us up on, we have got a roller coaster yard sale coming up, and I have now Miss Sandra Wicks to talk about the chili supper. Which is chili supper. I'm telling you what, my tongue has lost its mind this morning. Our chili cook-off contest around the square here next Saturday, which is a judged contest. Mm-hmm. And she's going to tell us all about it right now. And I'm going to shut up before I make another mistake.
Oh, you're fine. Yes.
excited to say that we are getting to have our chili cook-off this year. This would have been our 13th since we did not have it last year. I'm actually saying it's our 12th annual Clay County Chili Cook-off. And of course, this cook-off benefits the Clay County Senior Center. All monies raised go directly to the seniors. And with that being said, we do a lot of activities. So that is usually what this money goes for, to help buy supplies. We just went on pontoon trip, that paid for the pontoon boats. Every money that we can get helps us be able to further our activities or programs that we have at the center.
Well, now I'm going to stop you right there and tell us, right off the top of your head, all the activities that takes place down there, say, like within a month or 2 month period.
Okay, well, I will tell you, like, I'll start with September, and I do actually have my October calendar of what we're going to be doing. September, we did go on pontoons. There was actually about 22 of us. We got two pontoons from Del Hall Marina. We rented those, and we cruised the lake. We actually left at 9:30 that morning, got back at 5 o'clock that afternoon. So we had a wonderful time. We cruised up to Sulphur Creek, had lunch, and then rode on up to the Del Hall State Park and around Troopers Island. And they really, really enjoyed themselves.
You know, I sometimes wonder how many of our local folks have actually cruised up and down our lake over the years.
I had some that had never been on pontoons. And then we have a lot of new people at the center that have moved here, and I'm just so thankful that they're taking advantage of our senior center and all the things that we offer. On a monthly basis, we have added chair volleyball, which is a very fun activity, and you basically sit in a chair and you hit a beach ball. Does not have all the hard rules that a regular volleyball would have, volleyball game, but it is very fun. They love it. There's a lot of laughter, very entertaining, and it's very good for your heart rate and exercise of every probably muscle of your body. But that's one of the things that they do that they really enjoy. Of course, shuffleboard. We have our indoor shuffleboard courts. They're extremely good at that. We have card games, puzzle room, exercise equipment. We do have a garden out back, but of course, this time of the year, our garden is pretty much gone. We have a little library. You can come in, pick what books you want, take them and read them, bring them back. And then just the biggest thing is just to be able to be there with other people your age and have a good time of conversation and laughter.
Okay, you want to go through the scheduled activities you've got for this coming month?
Okay, for October, we, of course, have bingo every Monday and Thursday at 10 o'clock, and those are usually sponsored by either a home health agency, hospice, the nursing homes. They're always sponsored by someone. We have birthday cake. It's always on the second Monday of the month. Now, the month of October, that will be on the third Monday, since Columbus Day falls on the 11th and the center will be closed. We have exercise every day that we're open, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 9 o'clock. We have bingo, like I said, every Monday and Thursday, and it's at 10 o'clock. We have an art class every Thursday at 12, and that is Miss Betsy Fox, one of our very own local artists that has done a wonderful job in teaching a lot of the ladies that want to learn how to paint or sketch. She has really done great with them, and they thoroughly enjoy that. We do have, actually every second Friday of the month at 10 o'clock, we have a representative from Congressman John Rose that comes to the center, and she's there from 10 to 11, and if you have any questions or need anything answered or any help with anything, that's what she's there for. We have a Halloween costume contest on October the 29th or 28th. And that will be cash prizes for first, second, and third place. And we will also have a few little finger foods and just a good time that day of having our Halloween party. And, of course, that's on our bingo day. And I think as far as we always have games, any kind of games that you want to play, board games. Like I said, we got the shuffleboard, the chair volleyball. You can do that. You know, they do that just whenever they want to, and, of course, play cards throughout the day.
All right, now we've got that. We're going to take a little short break. Now, then we're going to come back, and in depth, we're going to talk about the chili cook-off.
Yes.
Not a chili supper, but the chili cook-off. We'll be right back in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition wants to remind you, as children mature, it is natural for them to assert their independence, seek new challenges, and engage in risky behavior. Underage drinking is one such behavior that attracts many adolescents. They may want to try alcohol, often do not recognize its effect on their health and behavior. People ages 12 to 20 drank 4% of all alcohol consumed in the United States. Although youth drinks less often than adults do, when they do drink, they drink more. More than 90% of all alcoholic drinks consumed by young people are consumed through binge drinking. For more information or referrals, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. This project is funded under a grant contracted with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. Okay, now, Sandra, we're back now, and let's in-depth, let's let everyone know about the chili cook-off that's coming up here.
Okay, the chili cook-off this year is going to be next Saturday, October the 9th, and, of course, it will be here at the historic Clay County Courthouse on the surrounding grounds. The entry fee is only $10, and that's a very cheap entry fee, so we'd really like to have some more cookers this year. And, of course, the grand prize is $500 for first place, $200 for second place, $100 for third place, and people's choice is $250, and then a best decorated booth is $50. People's choice, that is actually the participants that is tasting the chili. They vote on that one. Everyone with their mug that they will buy for $5 gets a little piece of paper to vote for the favorite chili that they like. And then we have door prizes. We have got one special thing this year that I'm not going to talk about until that day of what is going to be our biggest door prize that we have this year, or biggest giveaway. I'm very excited about that. It's something very new to our area, so I know a lot of people will be interested in this, so I'm going to keep that sort of a surprise until Saturday. The cook-off begins, like I said, at 11:30 that morning. It's when we have to, usually around 11 o'clock, I'll have someone to go around and pick up the chili samples for the judges.
Okay, now how do we get the samples? Let's go back just a little bit.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead of myself here. The samples, we got the chili mugs this year, and they're different. They're very pretty, but I did not put the year on them and the date this time.
We're learning, aren't
we? Simply because I was afraid that we might not get to have it, but the way things are looking, we are definitely going forward with it. So the mugs are pretty. They're totally different from any we've had. They do not have the spoon with them this year. That's something different that we've had in the past years. So you will be provided your spoon and crackers to go along with your mugs. One thing I would like to stress, that this is a fundraiser for the senior center. The mugs are only $5. You cannot bring a mug from the past cook-offs to use. We really, you know, try to keep it no more than $5, and I never want to go up on that to make it affordable for, you know, families to come and be able to buy a mug. And it's, you know, highly encouraged to not share your mugs with people, especially this year.
Especially
during this time of COVID. And because all of our cookers right now, I think I have 19s. We've still got people that are signing up. And the deadline for the sign-up is going to be Friday, October. The entry deadline is going to be Friday before the cook-off, which will be the 8th.
Okay, now let's talk about the rules for the cooker offers when they get here.
Okay, well, I've got a list of rules that everybody gets when they pick up their entry form and then turn it back in.
Because they can't bring none from home.
No. You have got to cook your chili on site. One thing that I will read that you can do is meat can be pre-cooked but must be stored on ice. Other ingredients, the peppers, onions, etc., can be pre-chopped and brought to the cook's side or chopped on site. Ingredients cannot be combined until the start of the cook-off. That gives everybody an even time to start preparing, and nobody has like jumped ahead, and so everybody starts pretty much at the same time. You cannot have any open campfires. It has to be electric, and we have plenty of electric outlets around the courthouse square, so that should be no problem. You will be provided like a 10x10 space. You can bring your own tables, chairs, a little tent if you want to have under it. The decorated booth is optional. You do not have to participate in that. That's just a little something extra that we add each year. You can use, like I said, electric cookers. Some people use propane cookers. We just ask that you be, you know, very careful with your propane cookers, and have a team name. This year, I really want to stress having a team name visible, with each entry. Because sometimes we go to, add up our entries for the best,
most popular.
Yes, the people's choice is, we don't have names on them sometime, and they'll, you know, sort of just give us that team, or they'll say some person's name. Well, I may not know that person, so we do have to throw some entries out because we don't know who they go to. So we do stress this year to put the team name where it is very visible, and for everyone that is voting in the best people's choice, to put the team name on the little paper that we give them.
And they have to be finished and ready for the tasting?
Right. At 11 o'clock to 11:15, someone will come around and pick up the samples for the judges. And then right after that, usually by 11:30, people can start going around and tasting. And that is, you will, each team is provided a ladle that they give the samples with. And everybody goes around and gets samples of everybody's chili, and then they will vote for the one that they like best.
How about if we come up, I like weird trophy things. How about a trophy for the one whose pot gets empty first?
Well, that, in the past, I don't know about this year, that happens all about at the same time. I mean, we have a limit of 3 gallons,
right,
but that's just a limit. It's actually wise to make a whole lot more than just three. Because if you're not here by 11:30 to get your mug and you don't get started, it runs out really fast.
But that's a pretty good kind of, you know, there's just a few minutes in there. There's usually
right.
one group that, I mean, everybody from the past Of course, I don't know how far that would be, but they're kind of looking at how it tasted last year, and let's go try some more of that.
We did hear some last year. Well, we didn't get to taste, or in 2019, we didn't get to taste everybody's chili. It was gone. I mean, there's no way that we can prevent that, I guess, because if people's got good chili, it's going to go fast. We will have a little softball team, traveling team, that will be set up doing some concession stands just to have, you know, some extra things to eat. The Twisted Sister softball team, they will be there set up with some concessions. I think they're going to have some hot dogs, grilled cheese, and some baked goods. So that will help anyone that doesn't get chili or wants a little something sweet to eat after they have their chili. Those girls are working hard to raise money for their team also.
Okay, now, entertainment.
The Star Mountain Band will start playing at 11 o'clock. Let me make sure I'm getting that time right. It's 11 o'clock. They will be set up and ready to play by then. That is the band that we've had the past couple of years, the Star Mountain Band. Everyone seems to really enjoy their music, so we just bring them back because they are liked so well.
Well, now, we're not about to run out, are we?
Run out of time?
Yeah, no, things to say.
Things to say? Well, considering I have got to get back to my center and get my meals, and that is something that I can't talk about, though.
Yes.
At the center, we do have meals for the senior citizens. Of course, you've got to be 60 and above. We have contracted with Ollie's Restaurant, and Ollie provides our meals for us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And so if you want a good, hot, nutritious Ollie's meal, they are very encouraged to come and sign up at the center. This is a donation only, or you do not have to pay anything for these meals.
All righty. Well, I guess we can let you clock out here and go clock in back down there and get with it.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and folks, come out and take part in this because it is a very, very worthwhile activity, and we really appreciate the folks down at the Senior Center, the folks that put it on, and I know the folks that patronized down there are so appreciative, and I do know there's some other things going on down there. I think there's been a class taught on teaching us elderly folks how to
receive
and answer.
Right.
And I know the last time we tried that, we had about 85 different kinds of computers and machines down. It didn't work good.
We did get a grant. Let me just throw this out there. We did get a grant. We have 4 brand new laptop computers that are touch screen. If you are in need of use of a computer, we have that also.
All right. Now, we'll see you, I know, if not before then, a week from Saturday.
Right.
All right. With that, let me go through and read off our birthdays and anniversaries for today. We don't have any anniversaries today, but we have celebrating a birthday, Mr. Billy Cherry. Had a couple of calls in on him from his family, celebrated his birthday on the 26th. And also Ms. Carolyn Browning on the 29th. Justin Cunningham on the 26th. Celebrated a birthday, and I think celebrating a birthday today over across the street, Teddy Flowers Roulon over at the bakery. So go over by there and share a cinnamon roll with her for her birthday. And also celebrating a birthday, Miss Sherry Brown Holman and Miss Beth McMurtry. And here toward the end of the show, we'll be drawing out a name from those, and they will be receiving a gift envelope. Compliments of WVFB, and you can then go over to the chamber and pick up your envelope with your gift in it. So with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be right back, and Miss Kathy Merritt just came strolling in, and we're going to be talking about the roller coaster yard sale a little bit. We'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Making Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Alcohol continues to be the most widely abused substance among teens. Youth who drink alcohol are more likely to experience school problems, such as higher rates of absences or lower grades, social problems, such as fighting or lack of participation in activities, even unwanted, unplanned, and unprotected sexual activity. On average, alcohol is a factor in the deaths of approximately 4,300 people under 21 in the United States per year. Learn how you can keep underage youth informed about the consequences of substance misuse at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Come back, everyone. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Thomas.
How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. Thank you for asking.
So you're nice and joyous and bubbly this morning?
You know, I really am, but I always get pumped up this time of year. I love roller coaster.
And, thing here, that roller coaster yard sale, you know, something that kind of ties it in really and truly with here in Salina, and that is that, did you know that there is a scenic highway that runs from Glasgow to Tompkinsville?
You know, I didn't know that.
Down through the state line coming to Salina, the Cordell Hull Scenic Highway.
Okay. Is that the highway that I drive every day, back and forth to Tompkinsville?
that's also the highway that goes all the way over to Glasgow. That is the roller coaster yard sale.
All right.
That's one of the original old historic highways here. I guess maybe the horse and wagon went that way, because it's so crooked. If you had anything much faster than a horse and a wagon,
It wouldn't work for you.
But, you know, if you go over that way, you'll notice there's signs over there saying that it is the Cordell Hull Highway. And I'd often wondered, you know, what's Cordell Hull doing over? But there's actually some special funding that provided for that highway. And it was while Cordell Hull was in the national legislature, and it got his name put on it later on. So, of course, Cordell Hull is very closely associated with this place where we're sitting here.
Yes, sir.
But now we've got our history out of the way.
That's great. You know,
where did that name come from, we said? From what?
The roller coaster. Well, it's because the route itself is just, the drive is very hilly and twisty and turn, you know, lots of turns and whatever. And so that's how they came up with the name.
And quickly, we don't want to spend too much time talking about other places, but the kind of the route of this thing, Kathy, it's unique.
This thing, yes, it is, and this is actually the 36th year, and that is just amazing to me. It actually starts just a little north of Cave City, up you know, towards Mammoth Cave. It's Highway 90 down to Glasgow, and in Glasgow is where it splits. You can go one way or the other. You can take Highway 90 and go down into Birksville and go to Albany, and then Albany you get on 111 and go through Byrdstown and then over to Livingston. Up at Glasgow, if you want to go the other way, you're on Highway 63 through Temple Hill. Tompkinsville, 163 down to the state line, Highway 52, which brings you, again, all the way down to Livingston. So it literally does kind of a loop, if you will, around Del Hollow Lake.
And it is, like I said, 30...
This is the 36th.
And people started setting up about Monday, didn't they?
You know, yes, they did. Folks started setting up around Monday down at the fair. We always allow our vendors to start coming in on Tuesday. Because there's always those early birds, and usually a lot of the vendors like to go and pick other vendors as well.
Right. And also, you know, that along that line, that gives folks a chance to come down and camp out on the riverbank and primitive camping.
Absolutely.
For nearly a week here.
Absolutely.
Which is not a common thing anymore with the Corps of Engineers, you know, limiting things like that. And to me, that has to be a little bit of a selling point, too. Hey, you can come down and pitch your tent on the side of the river.
People absolutely love our location. I mean, it just gives them the best of everything. And being right there off the highway and with the highway kind of being up above the fairgrounds there, they see all the folks set up, and it's a draw.
And I know, like I said, well, I live up on the hillside there, and
yes.
I saw the folks coming in. I looked down Monday. I know my wife looked out the window and said, hey, we might ought to go on down. Looks like we're done getting set up down here.
Absolutely, yes. John always goes on the Sunday before, and they go and measure and mark off all the spots, and we were so thankful that it wasn't 90 degrees this year on Sunday.
Finally, we have looked like it's going to be a perfect weekend, folks.
I think it is. I really think it is. I'm looking forward to it.
And, of course, I know your special emphasis is there at the fairgrounds. But, you know, this thing, it's everywhere. I mean, you drive from here to Tompkinsville, and
there's a ton of yard sales between. As you know, I work in Tompkinsville, and so back and forth all week, I've just watched them setting up and get things going. And I actually started coming down here in 2011 for the roller coaster. I shopped the roller coaster for my antique booths up in Indiana before we moved down here.
And so you've been familiar with it for a little while.
Very familiar and excited once I got down here to become part of it.
And I know that vendors.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about
sure.
your vendors,
sure.
the setup, the process, that type of thing.
Well, we have 65 spots this year. We lost a few when we added the basketball court down there, which is fine and dandy because we
Absolutely.
Love to see the kids. We love to see the kids playing ball.
Don't ever badmouth a basketball
court.
To an old basketball.
Exactly.
Club.
Hey, I know how that goes, Thomas. But we have 65 spots outside this year, and as of Monday, John told me that we had 40 of them reserved. But the great thing for me is the majority of those people are people who've been with us since before the Merchants took it over when the Lions Club had it. We
right.
still have some of the same folks coming year after year.
And the prices, all those things?
You know what? We have not raised our prices since we took it over from the Lions Club. The spots outside are 30 by 30, and we charge $15 a day. Inside the women's building, we've got 12 by 12 spots, and those are 20 a day. And, of course, the advantage is you're in the air conditioning, and if there's any weather, you don't have to deal with that. But we've not raised our prices, and the folks have access to electricity. And so,
I mean, just a perfect spot.
Honestly, it is. It's a beautiful place down there.
What about inside? Are you doing anything inside the building down there, or is everything outside?
No, that's why I was just saying the spots inside are 12 by 12.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
for those people that have some things that they don't want to get wet just in case.
And some of it is a comfort thing, you know.
Right.
They're inside, the air is on, and like I said, the last several years it's been kind of warm, so people have enjoyed that. And then, of course, with the building open there, we have the restrooms open, not only for our vendors, but for our, you know, customers. And
right.
This year we've got food set up inside the building, and then we'll have a barbecue vendor coming out tomorrow and Saturday.
Okay, now let's take a little short break while
sure,
I gather
sure.
and come in. We'll be back just in a minute. I was trying to think of some of the advantages.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit.
free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Prescription drug and opioid misuse often starts at home. On average, 4,400 people ages 12 and under misuse prescription medication for the first time every day. Sharing prescription medications with friends or family members is dangerous and against the law. The misuse of prescription medications can lead to severe health problems and even opioid use disorder. Start preventing prescription drug and opioid misuse at home. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. I know what I was thinking a minute ago. My mind went kind of with a sheet of paper to write on.
Yeah.
Type of defenders that we have there now, the variety. Talk a little bit about, you know, you said some of those guys come down every year. Some of the folks that are here and some of the type of merchandise that we have available right now over there.
We have everything from clothing, folks who will sell clothing kind of on the side, but you know, this is a perfect opportunity. We have one vendor that she gets four spots down there and sets up tents, and I mean, she's loaded. We've got lots of folks who have primitive antiques. Johnny goes and sets
right
up. You know, Johnny has everything.
He has a store here in town.
He does, absolutely, but he goes over there and sets up and kind of spreads out. So it's everything from antiques to everyday wares. I mean, you can just get, there's folks who will make wood crafts.
I was wondering about the crafts.
Yeah, things like that. It's just a wide variety. Thomas, you just don't ever know what you're going to find there.
And, you know, and I do know in the past, I had a friend from up in Clark Range there that brought down handmade beds.
Yes.
But I don't know whether he's made it back to last, because he's had some health problems.
Yeah.
I do know that. That was there for years and years, that had beds, chairs, furniture, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is something that we are, you know, this area is famous for.
Absolutely.
The hickory bark ladder back chairs.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't need to be wondering if we still get, you know, some of those folks that make those things and have them here that they've actually made. And what about our fruit vendor? We got our fruit vendor coming back.
You know what? He hasn't been here. He wasn't here year before last. Of course, we didn't do it last year.
Right.
But we do have Timmy Scott is down there with some mums and some pumpkins, and he stopped by my place this morning, and I got to choose my pumpkins and stuff before he headed over. I worked that out.
Cheater.
I did. I might be crazy, but I'm not stupid. But no, we do. We have, you know, folks that have just a variety of things. And when people come to our area, what you were talking about, Thomas, the craftsmanship and the things that people know that we do in this area, folks will come into our shop and they come to the roller coaster and stop at these places looking for those handmade items.
And, you know, there are so many people in our area that do handcrafted things that, you know, that they, I don't know, they're reluctant to put them in a place and try to market them. You know, I know how many artists we have here in this county who are excellent painting.
Absolutely.
With watercolors, oils, and those things. And you know, it would be great if we had a vendor set up down there, or just an area inside the building,
right,
where we had, you know, local paintings. Of course, I'm not sure if Miss Betsy's able to get her stuff out there, because she's been suffering quite a bit.
She has been, yes. I talked with her back during the Moonshine Car Show, and yes, she has been.
And I do know she's working her way back. I know she's back teaching, as Sandra said, down at the community center.
That's awesome.
And but like I said, you know, there's so many of the people we have, you know, chair makers here. We have, of course, I know with Uncle Willie gone, we lost a very, very, very good draw for our baskets.
Absolutely.
And I know we have lots of folks here, ladies and men, who sit around the fire at night and still make those baskets.
Well, you know, Barbara Boone.
Barbara. Of course, I think she may be tied up. She has some kind of contract with Granville or something now.
Oh, okay.
And that kind of prevents her from doing some of the local shows anymore. But,
right.
You know, that's one of, I guess, one of the things about success.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you've always got to remember where you started, too.
Absolutely.
And have your presence known there. And the sale here, I know it draws quite a number of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, I'm wondering, have you noticed the flow of traffic? Is it pretty much the same each direction, or do we get more people coming from Kentucky down this way than we do coming from Livingston this way? I'm just wondering about that, if anybody's ever checked that traffic flow.
You know, I'm not sure that anyone has ever checked that, but, again, the great thing is, because I will have people reach out to me on Facebook on our Roller Coaster Yard Sale Salina page, and they'll say, okay, so where does it start? Where's the best place for me to go? And I usually will just post the map for them each time and say, look, you can start and go in any direction. And, you know, so, but you know, as you mentioned, you and I think we talked during the break, there are people who come from out of state.
Oh, I know the Chamber, they have, I know, some calls from far away, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
And up the other direction, Lexington, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I know the folks up in like Birdstown, places like that, they all receive those calls. But, you know, when someone says, you know, what's the best place to get on the roller coaster yard sale, the place closest to where you're at.
Absolutely. And as I said, I mean, in 2011, I started coming down, and we were coming down from Indiana. And I bought stuff and took it back to Indiana. And I think that I know that we have two vendors with us down there this week that are from Indiana. And they've been coming for years.
Okay, now, this is an association that, is there someone that is actually in charge of, well, like the website and things like that?
I think that it is kind of splintered at this point in time. There was a point in time back when the Lions Club handled this that it was more of an organization. There is a representative from each county, each area that normally sits on this board, and I think that the last several years, due to folks' schedules and illnesses and
about
things like that,
COVID,
but even before that, the gal who kind of has taken care of most of this has had some problems, and so I think each of us in our individual locations have just kind of picked up, you know, the torch and just kind of doing what we can in our own areas. And of course, we've had our own web page for I don't know how many years, but it helps for us to connect with people who want to come to this area or set up in this area.
And this route, this is one of these things where I know the so-called big yard sale that runs from Michigan down to the Gulf of Mexico or whatever, you know, people come and, like I said, a lot of people come down, camp out, get motel rooms, all kinds of things. But this one, 2 days probably be the max. But most people try to make it in one day, either on a Friday or, you know, those folks that have wage-earning jobs usually can't take off to go to the yard sale.
Right, that's true.
Saturday is usually the big day for them.
It is.
Do you keep any kind of logbook where people can sign if they want to and tell you where they're from? Or,
you know what? We haven't done that for a couple of years, but we used to do that, yes. Yes.
Can you write off hands? Can you think of some of the farthest travelers we've had to come by?
Well, again, we've had folks up from Florida. We've had folks from Michigan. There have been, it seems like a few years back, there were some folks from Boston. And again, Thomas, this may sound crazy, and maybe not, because just like you're a huge basketball fan, there are people who live and die for these things,
yard
these
sales.
Sales.
Yeah.
And as I said, you know, I used to plan it. I knew I was coming down every year, and I was coming for 3 days. But people will plan their vacations, and retired folks will just plan, you know, to be in a certain area at a certain time to take advantage of the whole
area.
Yes.
You know, and you mentioned something there too. That is you're talking about, you know, staying open on a Saturday afternoon, and that is the Dale Holly Getaway. I don't know if you have monitored the folks that are coming here from the place out there, and it's something that it's kind of weird, because most of those folks out there that come in here are young folks,
yes,
looking for adventures,
yes,
and they have went online, and there's something here that has attracted them to going out and doing hikes in the woods.
Absolutely.
In Clay County, Tennessee, out on the Arcot Road.
Well, Thomas, it's I think the desire to get away from all the craziness and all the hustle, bustle, you know, just go out and kind of unplug and just chill. And I think also since COVID, I think that people are looking to come to the rural areas where there's fewer people. They can come into small towns like ours and shop and not be in big crowded malls and things like that. And for us, it's been kind of a blessing.
And you know, and they're coming in and seeing the things that we see every day. And,
absolutely.
And we think it's blasé, you know, hey, this is just old Salina. But they walk in here and they, golly, what a unique little town we have here.
Yes.
What a tremendous, unique little bakery we've got on this corner. The antique stores on the
absolutely.
Other corner.
Absolutely,
And they, you know, it's something new. It's something new for young folks.
Absolutely.
It's drawing, you know, and of course, a lot of the folks that come up to Dale Hollow Lake are a little bit older than the folks out there. And so, you know, it's bringing in a different generation of visitors here to Salina. And I think they are enamored with this area, and then once they, you know, they spend 2 days there, and the next thing you know, they're renting a cabin on the lake for a week next summer.
Absolutely.
Where they can come down, and then after that they branch on out. They'll go on up to Jamestown to up to the Sergeant York place, or they'll go up to Birdstown to the Cordell Hull birthplace. They'll go to Standing Stone State Park.
Right.
I know. Spoke to a couple this morning who had driven from New Jersey and Massachusetts down here. Of course, they were in separate vehicles, a young lady and a young man, but they had spent the night in one of the rustic cabins over at Standing Stone State Park.
Yes.
And they were heading to Utah from here. And you know, that's the kind of folks that, you know, once they come by here and they see what's here, and they get to thinking, too, you know, maybe about 25 years from now, this may be the place that I want to come back to and make my home away from all of what I've had to put up with all these years.
Well, Thomas, I know that you know, my husband is 70 now, but he first came to Dale Hollow Lake, Cedar Hill, when he was 5 years old and came every year. We raised our girls coming in. Here we are. We've been here now 7.5 years, retired. We have our business. So it was a dream for us, and I think a lot of people feel that way after they come and visit here.
You know, and probably over the years, John and I probably met each other because I worked midnight to 8 o'clock at Cedar Hill.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Didn't realize.
I mean, John remembers playing basketball with the Roberts boys. And
well,
you know,
I was there then.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, that is the thing. I mean, I believe that once people come here, because you mentioned earlier the primitive camping, and, you know, we have a great campground down under the dam, you know, and folks will come there on a regular basis and come into town, and every year we see the same tourists come back, you know, and they'll stick their head in and, how y'all doing? That's wonderful.
And it started with great-great-grandpa, as you said, with John and some of them. And then,
yes.
And it just, we are habit-forming.
We are. Well, you know, we're blessed to have such a gorgeous lake.
And we have so much more other than that laconic, which is what we really, really got to sell in, folks.
We do need to tell people, and people do need to realize, I mean, we kind of have the whole package. But we do need to try to I think the lake is a great drawing point. It gets people down here. But then I think we need to get people off the lake and get them into our community. And
you know, if the traffic that goes through the four-way stop down here, if we could get every vehicle that goes through there to stop and spend $5 in Clay County or in Salina.
Oh, my goodness.
How much would that be? But, you know, of course, that's another subject for another day.
Yes, yes.
And, Kathy, I know, have you all got any, the merchants, any plans in line now for other things coming up between now and...
We're probably looking into November. Of course, you know, we always do our holiday stuff right after Thanksgiving. You know, everybody, there's Black Friday, but for us, there's Shop Small Saturday. And we always have a pretty good turnout for that. Then we have the Christmas parade the day after that. And
what about our trunk or treat? Do you?
Oh, you know, I forgot. Thank you. Boy, I tell you what, we are doing it. We are doing that. See, well, Pam Goad and Robin Kerr take care of that. They do such a great job. But, yes, and I don't have the numbers right now as to how many of our merchants are involved this year.
A whole bunch.
But, again, I know that everybody really missed having it last year. And as you recall, that very first year we did it, we sure didn't anticipate that we would have over 600 kids downtown, and it's grown to about 1,000 or so now every year. But, yes, we'll be doing that the Friday before Halloween.
Very good. So,
yeah.
So sometimes we think of things, don't we?
I tell you what.
But, you know, it's such a pleasure to see all of the things going on in and around the square here.
Absolutely.
In and around Clay County. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, we do forget that we are Clay County.
Yes.
And we do have activities that go on up at the Willow Grove area.
Yes.
I know they've got a strong community club up there, and they have activities up there. And but, you know, it seems like during the COVID period, it's been hard to get guests to come and talk about. Of course, we haven't had a lot of those activities.
Right.
And we've got a fairly strong park committee down at Hermitage Springs.
Yes.
And I know they have, in the past few months, have received some recognition from the state of Tennessee with some signage down there for one of the oldest churches in the state of Tennessee. And you know, it's just the entire county, you know, if we want to succeed, remain and stay successful, we're going to have to work together as an entire county.
Absolutely.
That's something we've got to look at. But right now, I guess if you'll reach in there and pull me out a little thing with a number on it. Now, I'm not going to ask you for a number.
Please don't. I already... You're never going to let me live that down,
no,
are you,
I
Thomas?
No, I am not.
There you go, sir.
All right. It looks like... Uh-oh. One, two, three. Teddy Lou, you have one... the prize for today, and we'd like to wish you a happy, and everyone a happy birthday on here. And with that, we'll say that we've got time to shut everything down here. We've got most of the livestock put back in the stable, so we will say to everyone, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here next Friday morning at 9 o'clock with a rebroadcast this evening at 5 o'clock. Don't let me forget that. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you, as we said, and good day, Clay County.